Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All you need is a strong heart and a new steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your
Colorado State taking it on the road to take on UNLV this weekend. See if they can get another Mountain West dub. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining us. Kevin, because the whole show tends to go places I don't intend it to go, somehow the name Madison came up. You don't need to know why. But I'm asking the question, famous Madisons, last name Madison, any famous or really talented Colorado State players with the last name of Madison off the top of your head that we should know about?
I don't think so. Not that I can come up with off the top of my head. I didn't see that one coming. So do that.
Hey, you and me both, man. I don't know how we got into this. We had one of our diehard hooligans texting in. He was like, hey, what's James Madison's defense ranked? And then we got into talking about presidents and famous people named James Madison. And then it went its own way, Kevin, as these things tend to do.
A whole show special.
Well, let's see if Colorado State can get another. What did you coin it, Kevin? Not the Hulker special, but the Holy Hulker. Is that right?
Yeah, I think the Holy Hulker has taken over and is going to be what that one's known as for, I think, a long, long time.
Let's make something clear too. Was that you that came up with that, Kevin?
No, so it's kind of a team media effort. You know, we're sitting. Obviously, post-game, as you can imagine, was chaotic. And it was, you know, kind of a discussion of, you know, what do you call it? You know, that Hail Mary. And it was kind of myself, Sean Keeler, the Denver Post, and Justin Michael. I'm not even sure where it first got thrown out, but Holy Hulker, well, once everyone heard that, it's like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a perfect name for the situation, too. What a nice moment, Kevin. Where does that win rank in the big ones for CSU?
I think as a win, you know, it's not at the top. You know, I think the game at Arizona in the 90s, when Arizona was like number six, I think it was, is probably still number one. There's a big win at Michigan State. There's a big bowl win. But as far as craziness of how the win happened, I mean, it's got to be just about the top. The Washington State game in 2013 and the New Mexico Bowl, those two are, in a lot of ways, pretty comparable. But as far as craziness, it certainly has to be in the top couple.
Well, yeah, because we had a texter yesterday that was asking about, you know, talking about some of the big comebacks that CSU has had. And, you know, one of the comebacks was CSU Air Force back in the 90s, I believe. Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, great comeback. But my question back to that was, did you do it in 6 minutes, down 20 points? Yeah. Like, that's what's phenomenal to me.
Yeah, that to me, the quickness of it and then the final play, you know, the probability of hitting that is so small. You know, the New Mexico Bowl was wild, and you had so many weird things happen, but it was a longer time span. And if CSU hadn't had the final turnover and field goal, it still would have gone to overtime. So it's not like it was a make or break. Whereas if the Holy Hulker doesn't connect, it's, you know, game over, CSU loses. Yeah, I think the speed at which it happened, you know, you could certainly argue that pushes it to the top.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, it was hard for me to pick out any negatives, even though there were a lot of negatives because you were down by 20 with 6 minutes. So I had Coach Norvell on the show earlier this week, I think on Monday, and I didn't really get into that. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't really think it was appropriate to get into first quarter and conservative offense. But now that we've had a few days, several days now to digest this, it is a concern, isn't it, that maybe this offense does take a little time to get going. Do you see a completely different game plan, at least to start against UNLV, where they're very aggressive on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, this is great timing, Brady, because I asked Jay Norvell that exact question yesterday. Because, yeah, I think, you know, we always talk about rebounding after a tough loss. In a lot of ways, it's the same thing after a win like this. You know, everyone's been telling you, you know, you're great all week. You have to, in a way, push that to the side and, you know, fix some of the things that went wrong. Because, yeah, like you said, you were down 20 at one point, so it wasn't all roses. And, yeah, I asked specifically about the slow start. And, Jay, I appreciate his candor. He he said, yeah, some was just execution errors, which, you know, duh. But he kind of said, you know what, our game plan maybe wasn't right. You know, we were trying to, you know, sort of ease into the game. They're trying to limit the turnovers. And we're maybe a little too conservative. He said, you know, I think we need to, you know, in the fourth quarter, Brayden and the offense were just totally comfortable. We need to find a way to start that way. And, you know, some of that is play calling. So, yeah, he pretty much said straight up of, yeah, I need to get the guys in better spots early on.
Kevin, what if you were to slip the scoreboard operator $20 to put the score up 10-0 UNLV to start the game, and then maybe CSU gets it in their head, hey, we're down 10, we got to go.
Yeah, hey, I mean, got to try something, right? it really is fascinating, the roller coaster of this team. And, you know, the highs, I think, are clearly very high, and the lows can be pretty low. I think a lot of it goes back to a team that has very few guys that have won at the college level, so they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you're 3-3 right now. It's not a bad season at all at this point in the season. Obviously, that Utah State game was tough, but, you know, a lot of people didn't think they'd beat Boise State, so here we are. You might interchange those two. But right now, we're still trying to figure out who this team is because we haven't really seen a complete game, even in the wins. Middle Tennessee took a comeback. They were down at the half. Utah Tech was a weird game. It was 21-20 at one point, Lightning and all that stuff. But we haven't really seen, you know, real solid defense throughout, and then an offense that just feels like, you know, it's at least, you know, it's not just punting the football for a good portion of the game.
Yeah, 100%. There hasn't been a 60-minute performance. The CU game was probably closest to that, especially when you consider, you know, the atmosphere, where you were at, competition, all that. But yeah, it has been inconsistent, but kind of like you said, I think 3-3 is probably where we thought it would be, just in a different way than we expected. And now it's, can you take that Boise win and use it, you know, sort of as a launching pad? Or is it going to be a one-off? You know, that's the big thing now.
That is the big thing. They are dogs against UNLV. UNLV 5-1. I think that's a shock to a lot of people. However, we got to say it. I mean, they're better than I thought they were going to be. But we have to do this. We always do this in college sports. Who have they played?
Yep, exactly. And they're hard to read because of that. The one loss was at Michigan, which obviously is very excusable. And the wins, you could argue the Vanderbilt win's a decent one. You know, it's an SEC team, obviously not a very good one, but, you know, that's a decent win. But otherwise, the schedule's pretty poor. So they're beating bad teams, and it makes it really hard to read this team right now. They haven't played, you know, what I would call sort of comparable type opponents, which I think CSU will be. So it's going to be really interesting to see how UNLV responds if and when they're put in, you know, kind of one of those back-and-forth games where it's sort of punch back and, you know, kind of that type of counter.
Kevin, updates on the injury side of things that you can give us. I know a couple of days ago you released the story about Kobe Johnson. I know that's a tough one to take for Rams fans because we were all kind of just waiting to see him take hold. We've seen some flashes, of course. We saw a kick return early in the season. So that one's a bummer.
Yep, that's definitely the big news. Kobe Johnson has a wrist injury, and they basically decided to sit him down and redshirt him, which he still is available. So I guess the good news is he can come back next year, and, you know, he potentially should be a pretty explosive back for CSU to have next year. But that is a big blow. He, you know, I think had a good chance to be CSU's lead back this year, but he's just battled injury. The good news is Avery Morrow is probably going to play this week. We'll see if he's limited or, you know, kind of how they split the carries, but he'll at least be available. So that's good news. You know, Aiden Hector, the nickelback, he's going to be out certainly a while, if not all season. So it is a team that's pretty beat up, which, you know, is going to happen when you have a week two bye and then just play every week after that.
Yeah, it can be a grueling second half of the season after week two. How about Kennedy McDowell? Obviously a terrifying moment there as we watch that game. What's the latest on him? I know we knew, you know, he was getting out of the hospital. He was positive, all those great signs there. But what's his status?
Yeah, that's the really good news, because, yeah, like you say, it's really scary to see him, you know, get strapped on the board and carted off and rushed to the hospital. Those are really terrifying moments, and, you know, I finally saw the video of the play, and it was bad. It looked bad and was bad. But the good news is he was released from the hospital, you know, late that night, like 4:30, you know, technically the next morning. And he, you know, Jay Norvell said he should make a full recovery. They're really optimistic about, you know, his future health. You know, as far as football, we'll see when he's able to get back. That doesn't matter a ton right now. But it seems like all signs are really good about Kennedy, which is, you know, really encouraging.
Yeah, it really is, my friend. Kevin, we'll look forward to Rams Weekly coming up later today on KFK at 5 o'clock. We'll dive into all things Colorado State and the rest of the Mountain West.
Yeah, we've got a few things we can talk about, I guess.
Just a few, my friend. And you know what? At least it's kind of positive. 3-3. Not bad so far.
Exactly.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.